Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The Electoral Commissioner has responded to concerns from voters who have tested positive for COVID-19. Currently, telephone voting is only available for those who fell ill after 6 p.m. Tuesday. The Commissioner has this morning recommended eligibility for the phone service be expanded to anyone who has contracted the virus since last Friday. Both Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese will be trying to drum up last-minute support from undecided voters today. The two leaders will be hitting marginal seats across the country. It comes as the latest opinion poll from Ipsos suggests Labor's primary vote has fallen to 36, while the coalition is up 3 points to 35. The Prime Minister, who's in Perth this morning, has told the ABC he's not too concerned.
The figure that I frankly was most interested in over the last 24 hours was 94,500 more full-time jobs and unemployment falling to a 48-year low of 3.9%. Polls don't determine elections.
Work will start today to address the shortage of paramedics and excessive delays. Dozens of firefighters will start training to operate an ambulance with COVID affecting staff numbers. It also follows the findings of a parliamentary inquiry, which has recommended the service be given 5 years to improve. St John's CEO Michelle Fyfe has defended her workforce.
They are out there on the front line, or they are in the back of house keeping the front line functioning. To all of you out there doing that, you're doing an amazing job. And I want to let you know that you have 100% of my support.
In sport, Carlton will be looking to cement its place in the top four, while Sydney will be aiming to replace them in tonight's Round 10 opener at Marvel Stadium. Former Blues star Dale Thomas says there's a lot at stake.
The Swans, we probably have a higher opinion of, and the Blues, I think for me, will definitely solidify if they are the real deal.
Fremantle will host the Magpies at Optus Stadium on Sunday. The Eagles will head to Sydney to take on the Giants on Sunday.
Listener.